Pokambolo weekend apa kita lain na ramane ni ngone turang o chisu na mataka ni singa tamu ni nai ni kacin ka bani singa ni bulu kucune na mbake ronon dolo rosa ngabolu na program winango na God of Foundation program mai na studio ni mai TV suba sa pokambola rambo tiga ini na nonton matin tulo mani ibi bale abu pada presiden ni muni bubale prime minister ni muni bubale kem ni todo na cabinet ministers kena ni muni bubale bakatana kina bale chilesi ni matin ni tuki ni bi kampani so sa weekend da bagitu gane nada mana ni ngoni turango Jesu Kristo waga tala kini na bunu esane tinga ba na matin tue tolu we turanga bale lune busa we kimene na bilu tege bobo nua kimene na tama na tina drobo kino ngone lewa kimene na lalai ena matra ni sinda yu waga mbote ni ngoni na nama gitu mai ni wasi ni ngono ngo da bidi ngomi tikina ena bisi ka tomo dogo sara ba bina ta itikina na kalo ni sambula ni mata bina mai waga tala kini na tambu ni wer ni ngoni turango Jesu ena be tapi ni baru ni Hindu Islam itu kemarin kita bingka silebu, tapi tal talang kase, kita ni kena lingan ibing kerabi, na isung isung golot tuba Kristu Hindu Hindu so, kita ni do nana magi tal tinggal menang orang gua usah, kita begitu kait, ini ada mana ni ngoni turanga, o Jesu Kristo, kita ni na nonton ni tu mai guna tani, kalau bangan de bangkito pada daka, awak ni Islam itu kemarin, senang orang tapi ninggalis serabi kita ni muri, na wasit nonton orang gua usah, kita begitu kait, ini ada mana. Ada mana ada gangga ni ngoni turanga ko Jesu Kristo. Wi kita boi dalting ana lomeni sungu-sungu lotu ni wesele bawa boi wa moto ni kuni sa anda beni nana magiti mai ni wasini ngono ngo wa gautu na peni ke na pepa wa katalaki na na kani ngun waini sana ni sakramente ni wa gautu ko menda na ngole bani na mai wasini ngono ni bingra bingo na matara ni sine uno ikonta mikina au surete ke ndar ndo lag matanga linga ndo mata ndo kinda baka na kalone ya botambu rua tolu Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Ando madanga na nanda masu. Chopa na ni mami kalu. Kimi sa elo baga dengu na mataka buni nai. Ni kuni para utaka tali tu endo na ngono binaka. Miki mami baga rongo di kimi. Bina baga lebu na kena raki. Bina baga lebu na kena inaki. Baga tala ikina na alu inana maki na alu baga rau turanga. Miki mami kiri lo malang ituranga. Muni uga iki mami. Miki mura wata wata. Na inaki sabo sabani lo mami. Ni kuni na tumbiru ki mami ani. Ena kena awa binango. Sa masu na nungu kalu. Ibi ibu ki turanga kalu birna. Libe muni rabu rongo mai. O turana kalau ni bivu kita turana kalau turana mati ni alu nali nana maki nali bawa rau nali dingo dingo kena nali bawa buli di bawa rau niki mina maru tawata na numuni na posi kibi kimi na mataka ni sindai mina bawa lebutalanga na bawa itabina mataka ni kuwa sama sulaga turana kalau numuni studio ngada ngada kene ni bingkara bina misini turana usama su turana kalau ningai umbira kan numuni rasa sabah iba kata kili kila takane alumni na rotam mina bawa lebu rona mengusumuni tigo rona numuni lumuti usama su turana kalau wow why na bawa lebu nangusu dah ande mbuka wanga ichoba turana kaluna lutu ne kene ilumu o turana kalume so tabi na mbula ni poka sangara ni lebeti ndondo nga kina ko ikemu ni bina bole una kena wo bina ngo sa poka bi bina tinga ne demu ni bu community su ne bambula e bi dangana kai tiko mena bagana ni nga bota tolobi kenta ni mero ni su leti ko na ngono ngo ena bu ni nondo na mai boita bi tiko na nonda bilutaki na kene matenga na poka bi bina galebu ena bu ni bin grabi sa poka veru tumai na loma ni ni madawa bina bo lebu na alu ni ngu na libo sota bina bo lebu na limangusa kena alu ni ngravitabi na alu ndina bo bina te kitali tunga na bugu ni bitokoni kena bitokani lo politiko na lo ni madawa na programu sega ni bisugi kenda na covid tinika diwa na bugu ni nda besia matiti kumai sa bo bina tra tunga na kalu na bugu ni loyalty kena commitment bo ga duru tuna lo ni lotu bo ga kena buana kalu ka ga tala kena ndombu le bilu taki Rani nda bakila ni tosu bina tunga bin gravi ya dabo chumai nango nango na kene ka rua na mission sande na na madongo ke do tona waso seloma ena baga dero chuna mission sande to sakila tunga na kene bala bala na daga mai bo binaka na lotu ndine madrine daga chuko bo bale ke mdo na regional coordinators na itala talangase o ti ba ku muni mai na itu tuku bi daga ser mai bolo liu ni mataka ke na ngonto tolo ndon dua ngai wolo kolo ko sanan dolo tuna bolo ena ke na ba ka usara tuku mai na nomo do ndui mission sande na offering baga talaki na na tight kena kena nda u baga dero chuma ime baka na kena I bala bala ena mataka vinna kongo do talo vi baga na dumi sa ni kuwa sa ikaro tali chuni madawa ni bulo kuchuni sa vi mama chuni mbaki sa vi dusha tali chuni sa tosu watolo chuni na ngauna enda reda sa sini ngone niwele di naman din sa may dabuti na tolu to sa may pangalan taki na COVID-19 ka diwa dan bulo tinga ni Andrabaki dan bulo tinga ni Ngagaraw ni so tala na mati ratu na baka na lepto na dengue na typhoid na kangan iti kong bulumbula beti ni ko sa bulumbula baka yango na baki latarang na mo bulo baka yalo na binaka na raw ni ang garabi na katalaki na ni tabi ikong garaba ya ni may tosi ko sa mama na embaki sa oitinga sa botalero na madawa me baka sa kadi bigito manda ne ka tulu sanga bulu ni chune sa ne tigu bi kenda na buli au na bi batonaki au na bi baka ndati au na bi baka ndeti na loma ni lotu me baka nda kila nda chigu ndona kumu kumuni na ndona kena rugu ni baka taule wa e baka ni chigu talanga kina na kena bi lutaki na mataka vina ngo bi kenda ba mi bi na ital talanga se na regional coordinators na patona kitse na level ni bingrabi na ndonda dinata mai ni tebelai sa ambiu kota na patu botu ni tambana menda na ndra baka mai ena mataka binango na kena samai tiku weekend na covid tinga diwa oti samai bata boi na lotu na kumuni na sana lebu sa bata rai chinga na lotu wale me baka anda baka doro chinga mataka ni kwa na nonda sa rede chiko sa mai bidi bidi ni bala lai mai chinga lima rosang bulu weekend na tal talangase ena watona ki chinga mataka ni kwa motaleba se ko redayani e sona worship center se sona welu tlalai ka sama iwase rambudini ka tega bubo we na lo mini covid tin ga diwa au wi wato ni tsikona le bolo non do na buko buko non na bilutaki e na buni kena enda kwaki na kena redi banga ka to tikimena tikinya ke baka saro ni sona ngasi lotu identify tikimika saro ni recommend tikiga mai me ka ku ni ngali tiga bu na non da lotu lotu bata mi sa ndola na lotu na kumuni bogale le mai me na ngai vidi diaki se ngai vi banga rai se ngai reda ni baka lulunga se mol molumu na tikinya se tikona kena ngona ko na baka sabulinga ko na wele ko na lokuyara sini kene mbale ni nda mai bati ngona covid tinga diwa me mai molo molo mukina na mbulani be ngona ngauna ngai lo gai kina na tamatan dina ni lomana na itabi lomana na kalu kena kena bingrabi ena sule tsuna kalu na vuku kena lomatua na itabi mena ngarabi Orto mai na sana kando mai ngilandi wawi na tratu na mdombula ena buku ni online visitation bina bole na mbole ki mami chiko na chiko viti ena buku ni na mudonga rabu chiko ni tabi gora sa mbole mbole butala viki mami na tiki viti ena mataka bina ngo kim sa baka bibina ka tratiko na tabi lebu ngara chiko misira kandua aroni baka buri baka sa mutala na viki mami okenda viti wasingo ena buku ni nikana sangai mi kuni lei lulunga se kuni lei laola kolei matetale na be worship santa kasa wakatara na kalu me tumbu sembase kama ina lomo ni covid tinga diwa na yuli yuli tinga lima la usombu e so na cell group main dola iko identify tega mena ngase so dero ni yuli tega kina recommenda tega main bete menga le tega bu na normal se dale ustela na lotu na kumuni lele bu sindona kabisa toso in fact na tumbu dake na yuli yuli tumbu dake talanga na lele bu ni nonda mai toso wate na toso ni ngaraba na kalu ko wombo tani ni na buku kende kina na kalu na tigena men dena na buku mai na buku ni tabisa tu men dena ngarabe ne kile garua na buku ni bisu kusumlo tu rasia mochi go bana no ra binga silip na buku ni waka sama ni social media sa tu no ngongo wi kento ni midis kento to ni protoka ni kento a blestaki na platform sa tu bota kena program itu sena tale ba ulumbale sa sena talike na ngai buni sa sena talike ni ko ngai kaki ni ndoraka bretana kaki de sabo ra uti gitu non dei tabina sea non dei tabina sea ma non dei tabina na connect mai na bi program to doko a serani ndona ba ul bale mo ka ni lelai na library o la ko sa tungori wana soul studies space tu wana new made this page e tu kina e gorin reta mai na kana sa va ko na kana ngai va ko la ngango no mi tabi sea e borata ki talanga ni no mu sema no mu commit o te kana no mu loyal wana ka lou kana no no lotu sera ministry no ndo mbulu tana bilu taki e ka di biru kina na ka lou mi robili te kana lo mo ni ministry au sa kere kere o vita tauna ki tali tinga ni ka viva gandati viva ungeti ka viva gandati tali tinga na ka ukomane na vechisu tal talanga senda yanda pa mai na tigina na buni sema nda connect mai na singa na no ka ivake na mata ike ni sebu me daga na sibu rai no da sureti mai na ngasile buni so sungu me mai masu na mbula ke na mate pa to tonga biki to na ndo to na mbulo ke to na tigula me na la mbula na tigu mai tuma na to na mbulo mbulo na ka na liva kila na mbulo mbula ni kena sanga i misia taki ga poka ndeti ga poka ndoti gani na itabile busatu e sini daga daga libusa e rau rawa me ka ulibu ngana matini putisa na loku yara kena poka sabulinga kena nandambula ni poka welewele nangonongo betani yanga chiwale na social media ngondo nungu misala and na vita no chikine boli vanga tinga na social media na vunongo ngai basiki na ndina basiki na nambula ni nomu lomana na kalu na loyalty nga bete kena commitment vuno da bigu tuikina se go chiku mai baga ya mena vuliku se sesvara se chiku mai ngilandi se se vuru vuru dafa sini vunonda tukina sini ndui tutu na nonda sema patamai ena ndondo likini lumu ena vuki rona bilu ki tala betali kino ndon lebolo na ilume na ndondo kanda roni bakila ni tai do tala vin gravi bo na kena lebolo kena pata pata e vi boro tegi kina kalu kina nonda mbula ena mataka talin si do bomo tani bidana na mala ni bosani bi bakanda tia me vuki kenda kina na turanga ni kuna na makina mataka ni kuwa na numa na lotu e kambula na mbula kena mate sa oke anda usaha. Se nga talindu na kalibi mai, vaka anda ato se mai, e uturo chiku na kena buka, oke anda usaha. Kwa na vuni, kwa na vulumbale, kwa na vaka sawilinga, sara uto na vatunga. Da tamata ndina mai. Menda dhungi anda, na kalu e teste kena chali chinga na ngono kwa mbi kena sa toso sa suli mbula makawa. Teste kena mena talaba tali kena ndona le volo. Ninda vaka mbota, da vaka nini itaka, da kalibi mendo na wasini yalo vuhu mera toso mai, ya vaka tobi kena vore kena daki. Sembera di sembera. Na katolo sa buli singa na tune na gaiti kubu dendo na gaiti bakata gai mena ndola nda sini kila dendo na ndola aro sa buli singa sini sa ndola me limu sa buli singa ndon rau ya sana gaiti bakata me kuwa ni nda gaiti adama inangona na gaiti vidiaki sa na gaiti vitongaki ngono ngo sa nda vaka bakata rau vaka rau na humok mete ni adama inangona sa normal tu me adama ni kendra wanda na bagitiko na mataka tali ni sida ubang boti ni na bibong kiti bikanta na bibong kiti bibatunaki mena volleyball volley liu na bulu ni tamatandina na bugu ni tabisa tu mena ngaraba ena mataka tali ni sinai ni no bora usura dati kuna na ndo mbula ni bilutaki sanga tali ni ndua ronga na nda bilutaki ni gasile gordi ni gasile ni sokosongo tungo ena bugu ni bika bidu tu birona turanga mena mai rovi turi ni bikenda ena bugu ni god of foundation program na posambula ni klo ena mataka ni signinai
na wale bu taltanga so sera sia totoka na biba tonaki ena mataka ni signinai na ba bugu ni nakki na wale bu ana klo this wonderful morning. Again, we say thank you very much for tuning in on my television at 10:30, the God of Our Nation program.
Amen.
And as before, this program we normally stand together as couple, husband and wife, and also the overseer of this ministry, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, to share with you from our own experience for what God has done in our life. After more than 15 years walking with God, we really experience the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
In every situation that we go through. So we are so bold and we are so confident. If God can do it to us, then God can do it to you.
Hallelujah.
God can reach wherever you are, not because of our title, not because of our achievement, just because of our heart in serving Him.
Yeah.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, as it is written, no eyes have seen,
hallelujah,
no ears have heard, and never enter into the heart of man what God in store.
Yeah. What God, love
for those who love Him. So the key word is for those who love Him. So my friend, whether you are an atheist or whether you are a churchgoer, maybe you're just a lukewarm churchgoer, or maybe you are a prominent churchgoer.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't really matter. What matters when you decide to follow God, when you decide to make a decision today.
Amen.
And God will perform miracles that you never seen before. The Bible says, no eyes have heard, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and never enter into the heart of man what God prepared. That means new things continue to happen. The things that God already blessed you with, whether today or yesterday or last week or last month, it's not even that.
Mm.
So new things will come. It depends on how much you love the Lord. Mostly the sharing today, and I will come in from time to time, will be done by the Redeeming Assembly of New Methodist Christian Fellowship. So we welcome Pastor Rachel Volono this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just want to greet you together from the studio here at My TV in Turek in Suva. To say Bulavinaka for those of you that are tuning in from outside Fiji, Australia Division, New Zealand. I've been seeing comms on how you are sitting there in your living room waiting on the Word of God today or on the sharing that we're going to be doing with you today. And for those in Europe, it's a different timing back at home. It's in the evening. Maybe it's in the Saturday night. You're tuning in as well today. Or for those of you that might have the time later to tune in. And also we would like to greet all of you that are not members of New Methodist,
yes,
but you have chosen this time to sort of have a cup of coffee and tune in from the coziness of your living room.
So I take this time to welcome the government of the day, the Honorable Prime Minister, the Excellency, the President, and all those in the Parliament.
Yeah.
If you have time this morning and you are tuning in,
with your family,
the Commissioner of Police, Mulubinaka, the Commander of Royal Fiji Military Forces, and the Commander of the Navy, and the Chief Executive of Fiji Fires, Essential Service, Minister of Fisheries, and Minister of Health, Minister, to welcome you, and if you are listening, don't Mulubinaka.
Amen. Ye weekend in the New Methodist, the Barong Talchiko Menikua, Kokaitikon, the Barong, the Wakabakarau, Menda Barong Menikua. Or for those of you that are listening in, I would say for the last few Sundays until today, things have changed.
Yes.
Maybe some of you at one point in time, you were really worried, full of burden, trying to think on how you can survive. Maybe now, today, you're sitting, listening, and you have reached another level of your life. You've sort of organized a few things. Your children are okay. Food seems to be coming in a bit better. Or you have found some little things that you can make out of your own hands to sell or bring some finances back home and sort of like given a little stability to every individual household. So non dan dambitu kini kon dan dambitu kena duindi na bidan na singa tamu sauti. So we can the nuinga ongawa the loma lenga takamali non dan matu pumale na non dan bili non dan rende. Yes, sa the main go na singa tamu niko sa na bivi sombe kapali la iso eva kai bina kada kemai me na bivi singa tamu sauti. Na kangan da kero bina kate me kero kai tiko bikem dan niko. Na non dan nuinga imbolanga na kalu esenga talini.
Hallelujah.
Weekend na pakambota tamata pakambota esenga ni kabo weekend. Iko na rongo da bita mama kiti namo. Iko na rongo da mani van lotu iko na ronga dana sanga sanga lotu iko tokena e senga nindo na posa iko na ronya okaya niko dalata miko senga ni ronga dana nindo e katiko biko ni kalo ko e boni no mumbo.
Hallelujah.
So niko akero akero ni biwa se tanga, you know, the practicality of life that we want to talk about the kingdom economics. You know, the kingdom economics is totally opposite from the world economics.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's why the Bible says do not worry
of
what you eat, and do not worry about the things that you drink or the clothes that you wear. The first thing is to seek ye first the kingdom
of God,
and this kingdom stands at this time, pandemic or natural disaster, or whatever we face. When we rely and focus on the kingdom, which is His word, then we will survive whatever it comes.
Yes. It doesn't make sense to those of you maybe that are listening in, you know, that do not believe in God and said, okay, those two are really crazy. What are you talking about? Well, I just want to zero in to those who believe in God. Those who believe in God. We need money. We need to go to work and bring money in so we can survive. But the kingdom economics that we want to slowly take you through, we're not saying that you don't need the money. Yes, you need. The same need that you're sitting in the secular world is the same need when you're sitting in on the spiritual elements. Eh? But the difference between the two, you are trusting in God, trusting in something that is greater than your resources, greater than what you can give. Over here, you're limited by your salary scale. You're limited by your pay packer that you take home at the end of the week, or fortnight, or monthly, for that matter.
Because of the budget that
Because of your work, your pay, your salary, or you know, maybe your business, or maybe you start selling some stuff, and money come in. So money come in and money go out. Money come in and you plan according to the money that are coming in. But the kingdom economics is totally different. The kingdom economics, you plan, you have, your language is faith. You don't have the money. Like, you can't see it physically. You can see it, you can look at your bank account, zero. Because second you na no movie so like maybe you can no salary sleep motor. There's no money coming in. It sounds a little bit crazy. I'm targeting you that believe in God. I mean, you already believe in God. I'm not talking to the atheists or those who do not believe in God. I'm targeting you who believe in God. So when you believe in this God, when you believe in this God, your language is not your salary, your language is not your bank statement, your language is faith. You need to have faith, because you are having faith. Like, just say if I go to the supermarket and I earn a salary and my pay go to the, you know, to my bank account. When I go and do my shopping, I know that I have money in my account because I'm getting paid. So I swipe that card knowing fully well I'm getting paid. But in the kingdom economics or the kingdom of God, it's totally different. You go out, you believe that he is your resource. How he does it, it's inexplainable. I till today, I've loved, lived, and, you know, embraced my God for the last 54 years of my life. I was born into a Christian home, brought up by the Christian principles and home, got married, and I continue to live that life until today. Well, I could say 54 years of my life is always in God. I've never lived out into the world to go clubbing or beach partying or do the things, the normal things any human beings would like to do. I would believe, like for my life, I'm so blessed that sometimes I didn't like my dad for holding me back, restricting us, or staying home after six, all those things, because those were the upbringing. Now that I look back and I said, I thank you. I thank my father, even though he has passed on when I was only 13 years old, because it sort of like build up my faith in him. I begin to trust in this God that I cannot see. I cannot see. But I always ask him and I pray, Lord, I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your presence. And sometimes when I'm praying, I can't control the tears coming, that powerful presence of God. I'm talking to you who believe in God, and I know you can relate to what I'm sharing with you today. Mm-hmm. Go back to what I was sharing. According to the principles, like that, you get the salary, you leave, you get your money, you use your card, money coming in, money spent. But the kingdom economics, you live, you step out in faith, you live out of faith. You know it's no longer you controlling your finances, it's God. And through the power of his Holy Spirit in you. I mean, the biggest example is this ministry. For us, when we started, he came on a full-time. We were living out of my salary. I was working still until 2011, to the end of 2011. And out of my own salary, we were financing the ministry. Yeah, and the mission boys traveling in and out. They go to Vanuatu, they go to Tonga, and they go to Samoa. And on top of that, we have the bills to pay. We pay for airtime with FBC, and we were paying my TV. We had a monthly 3,000 bill with my TV back then. So FBC. All those commitments that we were having, because we haven't had enough members to come in to sort of like give tithe or to help with the ministry. So we were living out of my salary, out of my pay packet. And if anybody to talk about to you about kingdom economics and having faith, I would say I can relate to whatever that you're going through. You were sitting there and you're trying to tell me, oh, I don't have anything. Nothing is coming. This seems to go down. The money that I used to get is no longer there. Or it's even half or nil, like absolutely nothing. But I want to encourage you. This is the time. There's no other better time to worship or serving him well than this time. This is the most crucial, I could say, exciting time. To serve God, to call out his name, and he will answer in Jeremiah 33:3. To have faith in him, because you have faith, you step out in faith, you cannot see, but you believe. Not because there are other people around there to give it to you, but you believe that God is going to do it somehow.
That's why the faith comes in. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
So when people see you, they will ask a lot of questions. How can they live? Where can they get their money from?
Yes.
Because you don't understand. If the five loaves of bread and two fish, this is the story about this. If five loaves of bread and two fish feed 5,000 people, how can you explain that?
Hallelujah.
And that's why we are living by faith at the moment, and we are encouraging you, brothers and sisters, whatever denomination that you belong to, it doesn't really matter what you denomination you go to or what kind of worship, the method of worshiping. It's trusting in God.
Amen.
And that's why people have negative comments and negative thoughts when they see somebody that does not have a salary and yet can live this life. They can live this life. Hey, if the raven bring meat in the morning and also in the evening to Prophet Elijah, the Bible says that Elijah is the same as us.
Amen.
Elijah is the same as Atu. Elijah is the same as Randini. And if the raven supply the food cook, where is the food cook from?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's why we are encouraging you. It's not about losing your job. It's not about nothing to receive from. It's about God said, look to me. come to me, cry to me, and I shall answer you, and shall I give you the things that are wonderful, that you never know of.
Yeah.
This is the time that the whole world need to know God, because he wants to be part of our day-to-day
Hallelujah.
Living. So it's not some, oh, this miracle only belong to Taltala. This miracle only belong to the teacher. This miracle only belong to worship team. No, it's available to everyone.
Yeah. Anybody who believes in
Yes. So the Bible says, faith pleases God. When Randini is saying that the language of walking with God is about faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah. The kingdom economics, for you to, you know, to live under the kingdom, and it's the kingdom of God. There's no other kingdom but the kingdom of God. And then his Holy Spirit become your financial controller.
Hallelujah.
He sort of like organize your life. Look, over here, like what I said, you're very limited because you work according to the money that you're getting
Which
in.
Which is limited.
Yeah, very limited.
Very,
and you
very
only
limited.
Can plan. You cannot spend beyond. Because if you spend beyond, that's why you line up to the moneylenders.
Moneylender.
Or you go
and
to
you
the credit union.
You call your uncle, you yeah. call your
Like
cat.
You have to ask money from outside your level of your earning. Because of the spend that you have is greater than the money that is coming into your wallet.
Always greater.
Yeah, but for the things of God, for the kingdom economics, when you believe in him, when you budget or when you, you know, when you write out your need, I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. When this ministry started, we started with nothing, absolutely nothing. But the language was faith and the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit because of your prayers
Ooh,
and fasting. So we lived with faith. We step out in faith. Even though, yeah, you know, if we have to share it, sometimes it's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
That's why a lot of people at one point, you know, one stage, they were saying, you know, where is New Methodist getting their money
where
from?
Where is the money coming from?
New Methodist has got a lot of money. And then, you know, it's hard to describe. We don't have the money.
We don't have money.
But we have God.
We have God.
And that God is your God. It's not New Methodist God only. He's your God. And if he's your God, then do something about it. Look. Don't feel sorry for yourself and moaning and groaning. Every phone call or every Viber, every Facebook, you keep on saying, I've lost my job. There's no money. I've lost my job. Look, stop moaning and groaning and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Pick up
Stand
yourself.
Up as a believer. Stand up as a believer. And if you believe in the same God as we do, I'm challenging you.
Hallelujah.
You stand up as a believer. Stand up and you say to yourself, I worship a God that is greater than Fiji. I worship a God that is greater than the universe. Do you know when he spoke, the whole universe was created? Do you know when he spoke, the stars, the moon, everything just came to be? Do you know
Hallelujah.
That? Do you know when he spoke, you and I were created? Do you know that? Well, when you know that he is that God for you, I challenge you today.
The Bible says,
you
for
stand
those
up and don't fear. Don't fear. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Stop wallowing and wallowing and saying, okay, there's nothing, none of that, none of this. No. Speak, stand, and look around. Look around the house. After this fellowship today, if you're tuning in, or maybe you listening in at the back of your head, smoking your cigarette outside your porch, you know, they said, okay, there go those two crazy free Christians again. You know, I want to challenge you today. There will come a point of your life that you will stand still and say, I cannot do anything, or I cannot get anything to look after my family or to even change the way that I am. But we want to challenge you this morning that you have this God, and his name is Jesus. You need to give him an opportunity to show himself to you. If you haven't seen God before, all those years of working, because you are always distracted by your work. It's always your work is priority. I know, because we lead a ministry. And sometimes when we have leaders training or when we have meeting, our people are very easy to say work commitment. Even in the night, they still work commitment.
Work
Even
commitment,
early in the morning,
commitment.
Still work commitment. And now God came
and
took
the
work
away.
Out. Because we were prioritizing the things of this world because, you know, you're getting money out of it. Well, for God, you give your leftover time, leftover energy, leftover talents, leftover money, everything that is left over, and then you give it to him. But you fail to know or you fail to think that this God that you're giving all the leftover, he is the determiner of your life.
The Bible
he can
says,
make things happen to you.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, if you seek him,
or
the Bible says, if you seek me as though you seek silver and gold or the hidden treasure of this world, then, so the attitude of serving God must change.
Hallelujah.
Attitude must change. Hallelujah. So when, see, God can replace your position anytime, anytime. Yeah. That's why it's very important for us during a pandemic like this or a natural disaster like this, God is trying to get our attention that life is in Him.
Amen.
The life is in Him. So God is saying, even though you are working in the secular world, even though you're working in the government, but you must seek me. Seek me first. That everything that I have, I give it to you.
Hallelujah.
That's why you become a mathematician here. That's why you become a captain of a boat or pilot of any aircraft or maybe become a doctor. It's all from God. It's a gift of God.
Hallelujah.
Remember, the gift of the Holy Spirit is wisdom and knowledge. So everything that we have comes from God.
Amen.
So God is trying to get our attention to come back.
Yes.
So because our life is not in the work that we have or the position that we have. We can have a lot of house. We can have a lot of money. But the life, the meaning of life that we are searching for is zero.
Amen.
You are alive, but you are dead in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that's why the word of God is very, very important.
Yeah.
In such a time as this, your spirit is looking for something. Mm. That's why the word of God is coming.
Mm.
Because your physical life will be in more better position or fulfillment because of your soul is fed by the right thing, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from God, the mouth of God.
Yeah.
For us, we have experienced, we've gone through the trusting in God and the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, my friend, you are walking around like you've just been blessed by God.
Amen.
And the eating manna and walking a blessed person.
You have so much peace.
Yeah. You can't help it because you are walking according to the word of God.
Amen.
Because you can only attach to God through His word. That's why the word of God is very, very important. Not something that you just hear, not something that you just know, but something that you live in every day.
Hallelujah.
Becomes your life every day. The Bible says in John chapter 15, if you have me and my word in you, whatever you ask for, whatever you wish, whatever you desire, in my name, God will give it to you. That means the food on the table.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the Bible says, don't worry about what you eat.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry what you drink. Don't worry about your clothes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness.
Yes.
And all these things, what thing? All these things, what thing?
All.
Hallelujah. All these things, the food, the drinks, the clothes, the shelter will be added unto you.
Amen.
I tell you, my friend, those are the language of those that belong to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You walk around while the world is suffering from pandemic. You don't feel that suffering.
Amen.
You don't feel that that effects of what the world is facing because you are walking and believing in the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, my friend, it's very achievable if only
you believe.
The word of God is coming. Take it, believe it, trust it. The Bible says, for those that seek Him must believe that He exists. And I know some of us that we don't believe in God. We'll have doubts here and maybe we don't believe. But we are sharing something that will assist us in these last days. And that's why the domestic violence is on the rise.
Yeah.
Because people, they don't know the answer. Nobody knows the answer.
Yeah, and you're looking for peace elsewhere.
Yes. And you are turning to your left and you are turning to your right. Mm. Even the whole world is still looking for the answer to the pandemic that we are facing.
Amen.
There is no solution so far. Hallelujah. But people want to live their life. That's why they're breaking all the rules. That's why they're opening off the borders. Because they want the economy. The economy is going down. And people rather dying facing the coronavirus than staying at home or locked down in their nation. I want to tell you, my friend, the answer is in the word that we're sharing today. The answer is in God and God alone. Imagine the person that we're talking about, his name is Jesus, walks
Hallelujah.
On the water. How can the water hold up this person? He walks on the water. He even called Peter to come. Peter, come. And Peter was not walking on the water. He was walking on His word.
Amen.
So when you believe in the word of God, you can walk on
Hallelujah.
The water. Because you're walking on His word. You can face with the pandemic because you're walking on His word. You can face the financial situation because you're walking on the word. As long as you have the word of God, you have this life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's why you will not run out.
Yes.
Or you will not be worried by what the world is facing.
Hallelujah.
While the world is struggling, those that believe in God, those that belong to this kingdom, maltanaba. Nerosio etombalendal niwai. Nerosio bisuta kana wai mewai.
Hallelujah.
Okoe da chairman of board of directors. Hallelujah. Okongwe kalinga.
Yeah, he is your God.
Hallelujah. Nga induri da kego lasaru samanya. Etaro ba eru na bimbulu. E cancel ta eru na bimbulu. Kadi bendo na tamata mai bimbulu bulu. And that's why we are talking about this Jesus. Now Jesus is sitting at the right hand side of God. His
Amen.
Word. We are talking about His word. You need to believe His word. Kabi kenda ni voltambu. Malai na do mira sara kena sena. Iana posa ni kalu sa tunde itunga kata umundo. Plants die, flowers wither.
Hallelujah.
But the word of the Lord remains the same.
Amen.
Jesus said in Mark 13:31, heaven may pass away, the earth may pass away, but my word
Hallelujah.
Will never pass away.
Yeah, if you're listening in today, like what we said, we're sharing with you from the studio here in Turek, in Suva. And most of you maybe are worried about your payments, your
yes.
installments and everything that it's out there. This is reality.
Reality.
We are not trying to tell you, you know, don't worry, like nothing is happening. No, a lot is happening and a lot is on your plate. There's a lot of thinking. Some of you are having sleepless nights. Most of you, you don't know what to believe in to help
worried.
You. And you look around, you look into a bank account, there's nothing there. And even the very one that used to help you before, say your parents, maybe your friends, or maybe other people that, you know, used to help you with resources before, they are also needing help at this time. So every direction, everywhere you look to for help, they also need help themselves. So indirectly speaking, it comes back to you. Like there's nowhere to look. And this is the time for you to look to Jesus God. And look to God. Because according to the truth of His word, that just by having faith, today we are not, I'm not asking you for anything more. Wherever you are, we just need you to have faith. Just try and believe. Believe that there is a God and His name is Jesus. Believe that He is the supplier of everything to you. That He is your God. Just believe. So that faith, it pleases God. And not only that, He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Which means, how do I seek Him? For Him to reward me. It's your prayer. It's your fasting. It's your time of just singing God's word, song or home devotion for those family that are tuning in today. I find time to, you know, to serve this God. Or even if you look at your neighbor and you know that they are lacking a few things, just by sharing the little that you have. Those are ways of seeking God. Seeking God is not closing yourself up and being in a prayer room or war room the whole day of your life. No, that's not seeking God. Seeking God is doing the things of God because you're trying to get His attention. You know, I'm hearing you, my God. I can hear you, Holy Spirit. I'm acting on the power of your word and I believe in you. Just show Him that you believe in Him. Having that faith. Go back. I want to share with us briefly. Maybe you see that and you're beginning to think, okay, you know, those two that are sharing from the TV screen, they do not know what I'm going through. I have this one, you know, thousands of bills sitting here on my car, still installment. I don't have any work. I have payments to
mortgage.
Do on my mortgage of my home. I don't have any more money coming in. So how will I do that? Well, I want to share your story. Maybe it's backdated, but it can be relevant to what you're facing today. Mm. When he left the company, he was like, I've shared it before, if you have heard me sharing it. When we were working for Air Pacific then, it's Fiji Airways now. When we were working there, he was sort of like on a middle management position. And I was a customer relations officer at that time. His earning is more than what I was getting, more than my salary. So if anybody that has to go on full-time, supposedly, it should be me, because the money that he was getting can pay for our car, pay for the mortgage, and also one of my daughter was still schooling in New Zealand, and two of my children in a Christian school, which is a private school. It's about $1,000 each per term, and they have four terms in a year. And they were going to Nososo, which is close by to the Air Pacific hangar. And when he left, because of that faith, I believe and I trusted in God. I was willing to work with a little money that I was earning for him to go and do this work. This work that we've been living COVID-19 for all these years. So,
15 years.
And now we are confident to talk to you about it because it's worked for us. It can work for you. If you believe in him, it can work for you. So one of those moments, like with a little pay that I was getting, I need to pay the house, pay the car. We had a four-wheel drive, DT-168 then. And also to look after my children going to school.
And the mission.
The daily. And we had about more than a few missions, like 20 children was at home. Some come from broken homes. Some just don't have anywhere to go, so they begin to come to church, and their parents don't go to church, and we were looking after them. They were living in our home. So we had five bedrooms, and we all moved to one, and the rest of them shared the other bedrooms, and we were operating this ministry from that same home. And there was Lot 62 in Malawai in Nandi.
So
that's happening. Cooking for the mission now, for the church now, we have a worship center, cooking for the mission. So you have about 10 to 12 or about 14 of them in Lodala Beach Estate, and you have an Asinu mission base that has about 15, 17 or 18, depending on the number that is there. And we have worship centers cooking. But back then, we had went right up to 80 mission boys. And some of them are still around. They're senior pastors today. And the same pot as I cook at home to feed my children, I feed my other children, and feed the mission. And with the little money that I was getting, you know, I'm sharing this because it can be, you know, relevant to you. Mm. But for me, I had nothing. I had no one else to call. I come from a family that we don't call each other. Very unusual for a Fijian family. When we meet, we just pick up. So I come from a family of five, and I'm the youngest. We don't, you know, keep in touch. That's it. You go do your own stuff. When we meet, we meet. If you don't meet, we don't meet. That's it. So, and I don't have anybody that I call uncle. I don't have anybody that I call auntie. So I don't have any relatives. I have, but I don't have. You know, it doesn't make sense. But I believe God made me that way, because the only person that was so close to my heart that I trusted him more was my God. So I trusted in God. And one of those times, we kept on receiving the letter from BSP saying, oh, your car payments, it's in arrears, and we were paying that four-wheel drive, and the arrears notice kept on coming. So I turned to my husband and said, oh, we have to fast, because in the speaking, I'm not catching up with the payments. The payments is too high for my low salary. So we had an Esther fasting. We fast. For those of you who believe in God, I know you can understand the language Esther that we're speaking fasting to you. So we went on an Esther fasting. On the third day of that Esther fasting, early in the morning as we woke up, we heard a knock on our door. Look, you may be listening today and said, okay, you know, there must be a made-up story. We've shared this story too many times in the ministry. But I want to share it again here, because you can identify, it can be relevant to what you're sitting on. Maybe you're saying, okay, if that happens to them, how it's going to happen to me? Well, start believing, because you can start receiving. And we heard this knock on the door. He went and opened the door early in the morning. We had a friend, an Australian friend that we have partnered in ministry. We've met, we visit, we always go to his place in Australia, in Meru, and he also comes to us. So that morning, he didn't even tell us that he was coming, but he was knocking on the door. And they went out that day, they went to do other things. And during the day, he called me. He said, something happened today. And I said, what happened? They went to BSP in Nandi, was it? Colonial Bank of Fiji at the time, not BSP.
Yeah.
And when they were doing other things and other errands, this gentleman turned to him, and then he said,
God spoke to me
that you need something, and that you are in need of something. Is it your car? I mean, it can come about for you that are tuning in, or were tuning in for the Holy Spirit conference. That's how the Lord works. So when that happened, the conversation developed, and they started walking to the Colonial Bank of Fiji way back in Nandi. And when they walked across, then he said, can I get the balance of your car, whatever is left there for you to pay? So they printed out a statement of the account for that car, or on a loan account for the car. And the printout came to be 11,000 something. This teller put it on the counter on the inquiries, and he looked at it, and then he gave his Visa card. He said, clear this. And that came to be. You know, like just by sharing with you today, you might say, no, that couldn't happen, or that cannot happen. How can that happen? Maybe they asked for the money. No, we have lived a life to ask God. And I want to, you know, to encourage you today. You may be sitting there, and you'll be saying, what do you mean? I don't have any friend. Will they come and knock on my door? No. God can use anything and everything to bring it to your home. So you need, the only thing that you need to do is to start believing and stand on the promises of his word. When he says in Jeremiah 27, he said, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? It's challenging you.
whatever that is out there with you, what can he not do? Now, in Luke 1:37, it said, with God, all things are possible. So when you're looking at it, you said, oh, that's impossible. No, God is saying, possible. He's sticking it right in front of your eyes. You need to start believing on the power of his word. You need to believe on the power of his word.
Oh,
in Romans 10:17, it says, how do I have faith? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing holy music? No. Hearing every other thing,
hearing
everything,
gossip,
singing,
slander, no.
It says hearing the word of God. So in Romans 10:17, you need to hear. How do I hear? Well, look for something that you can hear. Listen to the music. There's a
lot
there.
8 to 9 program.
On YouTube for all worldwide, you know, globally. There's lots of things that is out there. Listen, you're listening to the word. You're listening to the word. Because that very word build up your faith from within you. And Romans 4:17, he says, towards the end of this verse, it says, the one who calls the dead alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, the one who calls the dead alive. He said, call things that are not. Like you look at the table, there's no food. Look at the fridge, there's no food. Look at the account, there's no money. And this verse, it says, call things that are not. Which means what? Call food into your kitchen. Call money into your account. Call everything that you ever need. Call everything. Call things that are not. Hallelujah. As though they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. So we need you to start believing. Start receiving. You need to call. And you'll be asking, how do I call? Call out his name. Call out his name. By faith, you call out. We've got a lot of testimonies and experiences that we can share with you to give you, you know, that just little edification and light or a little sharp to tell you, hey, it's okay. We are going to be okay. Look. Don't think beyond your tomorrow. Think of today and live one day at a time.
See, this
live
God
one day at a time.
Is not only looking after your finance. He's looking after your health.
Hallelujah.
He's looking after your relationship. Every walks of your life. Every walks of your life. This God, when he said, when she was explaining, Randini was explaining, possible. Remember, this God, what is impossible
Hallelujah.
With men, with us, what is impossible with you, is possible with God. So in every areas of your life, we've gone through that. We're talking about food. We're talking about health. We're talking about prayer for those restoration. People leaving each other, fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about visa to be given to people going overseas. So in every areas of your life, the word of God is the answer. And that's why it's very, very important when we're sharing from here in this platform. We believe that anybody that believe in the word of God.
Amen.
You're standing by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
How can you stand by the word of God? Live according to his word. Try to hunger for the word of God.
Amen.
Try not to miss the preaching from your Taltala. If
yes.
you believe, if you have a different denomination, don't miss that. And if you have no denomination, remember my television, 8 to 9, 11 to 12, 2 to 4, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. There is a lot, not only from New Methodist, other denominations. That are using this platform to
Amen.
Preach. So grab the whole of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Because everything, remember, the whole universe was created by the word of God. Yeah. So before we go into the Holy Communion today, you have a lot of sharing. You have a testimony.
Yeah, there's too many to share. I don't know where to start or where to end. This is too many to share. Like what I said, I can confidently tell you today, you know, like in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6,
yes.
it says, keep away from the love of money. Keep away from the love of money. And you'll be saying, oh, I need money to be doing all those payments and everything. Yeah, money is good to meet all those needs, but don't love money. You love God, you use money. Love God, use money. Love God, use money. Don't love money and use God. Hallelujah. I know that doesn't make sense, but the Holy Spirit will make it more sensible to you. You need to love God
and use money.
So that Bible verse in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, keep away from the love of money. And then he said, be content. Be happy with what you have.
Hallelujah.
If you look into this, no food, well, make do.
Praise
if there
Lord,
is only falawa,
no
well, do one topo and top pie there.
Praise
if
the
you
Lord.
Look, there's leftover cassava from the night,
praise
pride.
The Lord.
You know, like, use the resources you have. Be happy with what you have. Be content with what you have. At home, I don't allow anything to go to waste. Like if there is leftover crops or whatever that is in the night, if I don't have enough time to distribute it because of the curfew, in the morning I'll fry it up, do everything and anything in it, distribute them again. So whatever that is little there, we use it. Yesterday I said, okay, children, this is a loaf of bread left over from something. This is a bread, this is a bowl of curry. Do your own and make your own food. So we make use of what we have. So be content with what you have.
Yes.
It doesn't mean for you to compete. Oh, that family is actually having chicken. We are having tuna. Or that family is having eggs. We don't have anything. No. It's not a matter of comparing who's having good meals at home. This is just for you to be happy. If you have belly, well, be happy with your belly. If you have whatever that you have there, be happy with what you have. Just be happy because you've got something on your table that you can eat and partake and say, God, I thank you for this meal.
Yes.
So that Bible verse says, keep away from the love of money, because when you love money, oh, it involves you to a lot of things. Go dinner everywhere, ask for everything everywhere, ask your neighbor for everything. No, be content. Keep away from the love of money. Be content with what you have. And then the Lord said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. And you and I can be confident to say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my God. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. What can any man do to me? No, no one can do anything to you. So you will have the authority because God has given you the authority. In Psalms 8, from 3 to 6, I just want to relate to you that Bible verse before we have this Holy Communion. That verse, you know, it says, when I look at the heaven, when I consider the heavens, when I consider the heavens, there was a psalmist was saying, when I look out into the heaven, I see the mighty works of your hand, the moon and the stars that you have put in place. And then he says, what is man that you think of me? Mere man, yet you care for me. You created me just a little lower than your heavenly beings. You crowned me with your glory and your honor. And you gave me authority. You made me ruler and dominion over all that you have created. And you placed them under my feet. Look, if you're watching this morning, I want to challenge you, Christians, those who believe in God, believe everything that is created is under your feet. Under your feet. What? Under my feet. What? Under your feet. And what does that mean? Whenever you are in need, you call. Out of your feet comes his creation because it's under your feet.
Amen.
So start believing because that's your right as a Christian and that's your right as a believer. Start believing. Don't be, you know, taken up with everything that is happening. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Stand up. Stand up and know who your God is.
Amen.
Fight for what is yours because you know that your God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you because he is your God. Just to end on the prayer for the nation that we've had the Wednesday, like what Tonga Sosia was sharing with us today on the announcement. Yesterday was the very first one that we had it on Saturday. So I want to relate a little bit on the background story of this prayer session. As when it was happening, Gaselevu came in and said, okay, we will be having the prayer for the nation. And I will be inviting the Gaselevu of other churches. I said, oh, okay, that's good. And then we were sitting somewhere. My daughter turned to me and she said, we've asked the regional coordinator if they can put in some money that we can give as a gift. And I said, please don't. No, don't ask anybody to seed for the two coming in. And she said, we thought that we can help. And I said, no, right now I don't feel good asking anybody for seeding. I want whatever, for them
Holy
to freely
Spirit.
Give. So I canceled that, and we started the first day. Every time we have a prayer session, it's a spend of about $550 on our part, which means we prepare the tally or something to tell them, oh, thank you for making the time to come and be part of us to pray for our country. So we were grateful for that. And I used to organize through Auntie Lou. We have a till here in my TV. And I said, do this, three chicken, whatever they were doing. So I asked my daughter to bake the cake, to say thank you. And that particular day, I was sitting at home. And I was contemplating. And I wanted to ask my daughter and my son, because we were all sitting there, to ask how much money to put in the envelope to be given to them. And while still contemplating, I look at the time it was going. So I just vibed Auntie Lou and I said, okay, please put $200 in each envelope and give it together with the tally. And a few seconds or a few minutes later, Talangase Taufa vibed and he said, Talangase Posiala have arrived and brought three envelopes for the two, including Gaselevu. And he said, run it up to Auntie Lou. So he ran it up to Auntie Lou. I called Auntie Lou and I said, Auntie Lou, open it. I just want to make sure that the money that was given matched that one there. Just a confirmation that the Holy Spirit, that I heard him right. She opened the envelope and she said, Auntie, it's $200. Oh, praise the Lord. Talangase Posiala and Randiri Talangase, thank you. Because the Holy Spirit worked in a miraculous way. That is the background story and what happened. Well, yesterday was the first time we had it on Saturday, like the announcement said. As and when it happened, I was sitting at home. We walked in the morning, prayed in the morning. So I told Antilo, go and do exactly the same thing. So she came and did. And when I was at home, I saw this missed call, which I called later. When I called, a lady calling all the way from New Zealand. Thank you, Auntie Maggie and Talangase Chochi. Thank you. She was calling and she said, I was calling you. And I said, what happened? I checked the comms and I called Akula to find out whether you've read the message. out of New Zealand. She lives right in Rotorua. She doesn't know what was going on in my mind. She doesn't know what I was preparing for the two who came in yesterday. She, Empire Sa, or she said, we want to sit to the two that are praying with Gasilewu this morning. Amen. And that was yesterday, all the way from Rotorua in New Zealand. Hallelujah. And I bring it back to your household, bring it back to your living room, wherever you are. Look, you'll never run short of anything. Just a thought. Just believe and receive. It will come from all directions. We only have 1 minute, and he will pray, and then you will do your Holy Communion at home.
Well, the Holy Communion is something very, very, very important for us. It's a time that we come together and believe
Hallelujah.
In God. Because Jesus said, always do this in remembrance of me. We'll partake the bread together. And I believe that God will bless you at home.
Amen.
And as you have your bread and whatever situation that you're in, just ask God to increase your faith.
Yes. And for those who do not believe, to believe.
For those that do not believe that you're watching, yes. We will pray for you too.
Yeah.
That one day you believe in God.
Yes.
Go to a church that is near you.
Yeah.
Remember, television, 10:30 every Sunday. Lord, we pray for the bread. Bless
yes,
the bread.
Thank
oh,
you,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father, for this morning.
Yes, Lord.
That you will bless the bread to us.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Because we are remembering your body.
Yes, Father.
And thank you for what you have done
oh, thank
at the
you,
cross
Holy Spirit.
That set us free. And we thank you as you bless the bread.
Yes,
in Jesus.
Jesus'
name, we pray.
Amen.
Let us partake together. The Bible says, when they finish with their dinner, Jesus poured out the wine and said, this is the wine, my blood. When you have this, remember me.
Amen.
And my blood is a new covenant.
Hallelujah.
God's new covenant. You at home, when you have your wine,
amen.
Commit it to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit the wine.
Yes,
bless
Father.
The wine, O Lord. Nourishment
oh,
to our body.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for everything.
Oh, the covenant.
Thank you, Father God, that you are a covenant-keeping God. We commit our life to you.
Yes, Father.
Increase our faith.
Yes,
increase
Lord.
Our faith.
Yes,
in increase
Jesus
our
name.
Faith to believe in you.
In Jesus' name.
Let us partake together. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father God. Yes, I bless the nation.
Yes, Father.
I bless those that are partaking with us.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We thank you, Father God, for this wonderful morning. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Communion.
Thank you.
And thank you for the commitment that we have today.
Oh,
increase
hallelujah.
Our faith
yes,
in
Jesus
you.
Name.
This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We take this time to thank you all. We now believe in a sarsarmai, a semamai. Merangani kerobo mo the tigo. Na pa kami na katatalman na yalo tambuni kalu na simina ni kuwa lamenta na kanaling ang matau na buta pa taki kito ruwa tolu
Holy Spirit
we
thank you
in
Jesus
name
Jesus is Lord to God be the glory forever and ever Amen.
From the studio here in Turek in Suva we say God bless you have a wonderful week in Jesus name Amen.
Big talk came to be 11,000 something
nearly 12,000.
This teller put it on the counter on the inquiries, and he looked at it, and then he gave his Visa card. He said, clear this. And that came to be. You know, like just by sharing with you today, you might say, no, that couldn't happen, or that cannot happen. How can that happen? Maybe they asked for the money. No, we have lived a life to ask God. And I want to, you know, to encourage you today. You may be sitting there, and you'll be saying, what do you mean? I don't have any friend. Will they come and knock on my door? No. God can use anything and everything to bring it to your home. So you need the only thing that you need to do
word.
Is to start believing and stand on
word.
The promises of his word.
Word.
When he says in Jeremiah 32:27, he said, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? It's challenging you. Whatever that is out there with you, what can he not do? Now, in Luke 1:37, it said, with God, all things are possible. So when you're looking at it, you said, oh, that's impossible. No, God is saying, possible. He's sticking it right in front of your eyes. You need to start believing on the power of his word. You need to believe on the power of his word.
Oh,
in Romans 10:17, it says, how do I have faith? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing holy music? No. Hearing every other thing,
hearing
gossip,
song, no.
Hearing everything,
gossip,
singing,
slander,
reading, no.
No.
It says hearing the word of God. So in Romans 10:17, you need to hear. How do I hear? Well, look for something that you can hear. here. Listen to the music. There's a
listen
lot
to
there
8 to 9 programs
on YouTube for all worldwide, you know, globally. There's a lot of things that is out there. Listen, you're listening to the word. You're listening to the word. Because that very word build up your faith from within you. And Romans 4:17, he says, towards the end of this verse, it says, the one who calls the dead alive. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, the one who calls the dead alive. He said, call things that are not. Like you look at the table, there's no food. Look at the fridge, there's no food. Look at the account, there's no money. And this verse, it says, call things that are not, which means what? Call food into your kitchen. Call money into your account. Call everything that you ever need. Call everything. Call things that are not. Hallelujah. As though they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. So we need you to start believing. Start receiving. You need to call. And you'll be asking, how do I call? Call out his name. Call out his name. By faith, you call out. You know, we've got a lot of testimonies and experiences that we can share with you to give you, you know, that just little edification and light or a little shove to tell you, hey, it's okay. We are going to be okay. Look, don't think beyond your tomorrow. Think of today and live one day at a time.
See, this
live
God
one day at a time.
Is not only looking after your finance. He's looking after your health.
Hallelujah.
He's looking after your relationship. Every walks of your life. Every walks of your life. This God, when he said, when she was explaining, Randini was explaining, possible, possible. Remember, this God, what is impossible
Hallelujah.
With men, with us, what is impossible with you, is possible with God. So in every areas of your life, we've gone through that. We're talking about food. We're talking about health. We're talking about prayer for those restoration. People leaving each other, fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about visa to be given to people going overseas. So in every areas of your life, the word of God is the answer. And that's why it's very, very important when we're sharing from here in this platform. We believe that anybody that believe in the word of God.
Amen.
You're standing by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
How can you stand by the word of God? Live according to his word. Try to hunger for the word of God.
Amen.
Try not to miss the preaching from your Taltala. If you believe, if you have a different denomination, don't miss that. And if you have no denomination, remember my television, 8 to 9, 11 to 12, 2 to 4, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. There is a lot, not only from New Methodist, other denominations. That are using this platform to
Amen.
Preach. So grab the whole of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Because everything, remember, the whole universe was created by the word of God. Yeah. So before we go into the Holy Communion today, you have a lot of sharing. You have a testimony.
Yeah, there's too many to share. I don't know where to start or where to end. This is too many to share. Like what I said, I can confidently tell you today. You know, like in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6.
Yes.
It says, keep away from the love of money. Keep away from the love of money. And you'll be saying, oh, I need money to be doing all those payments and everything. Yeah, money is good to meet all those needs, but don't love money. You love God, you use money. Love God, use money. Love God, use money. Don't love money and use God. Hallelujah. I know that doesn't make sense, but the Holy Spirit will make it more sensible to you. You need to love God
and use money.
So that Bible verse in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, keep away from the love of money. And then it said, be content. Be happy with what you have.
Hallelujah.
If you look into this, no food, well, make do.
Praise
if there
Lord,
is only no falawa, well, do one topo and top pie there.
Praise
if
Lord.
You look, there's leftover cassava from the night,
praise
pride.
Lord.
You know, like, use the resources you have. Be happy with what you have. Be content with what you have. At home, I don't allow anything to go to waste. Like if there is leftover crops or whatever that is in the night, if I don't have enough time to distribute it because of the curfew, in the morning, I'll fry it up, do everything and anything in it, distribute them again. So whatever that is little there, we use it. Yesterday, I said, okay, children, this is a loaf of bread left over from something. This is a bread. This is a bowl of curry. Do your own and make your own food. So we make use of what we have. So be content with what you have.
Yes.
It doesn't mean for you to compete. Oh, that family is actually having chicken. We are having tuna. Or that family is having eggs. We don't have anything. No, it's not a matter of comparing who's having good meals at home. This is just for you to be happy. If you have mbele, well, be happy with your mbele. If you have whatever that you have there, be happy with what you have. Just be happy because you've got something on your table that you can eat and partake and say, God, I thank you for this meal.
Yes.
So that Bible verse says, keep away from the love of money, because when you love money, oh, it involves you to a lot of things. Go dinner everywhere, ask for everything everywhere, ask your neighbor for everything. No, be content. Keep away from the love of money. Be content with what you have. And then the Lord said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. And you and I can be confident to say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my God. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. What can any man do to me? No, no one can do anything to you. So you will have the authority because God has given you the authority. In Psalms 8, from 3 to 6, I just want to relate to you that Bible verse before we have this Holy Communion. That verse, you know, it says, when I look at the heaven, when I consider the heavens, when I consider the heavens, there was a psalmist was saying, when I look out into the heaven, I see the mighty works of your hand, the moon and the stars that you have put in place. And then he says, what is man that you think of me? Me a man, yet you care for me. You created me just a little lower than your heavenly beings. You crowned me with your glory and your honor. And you gave me authority. You made me ruler and dominion over all that you have created. And you placed them under my feet. Look, if you're watching this morning, I want to challenge you, Christians, those who believe in God, believe everything that is created is under your feet. Under your feet. What? Under my feet. What? Under your feet. And what does that mean? Whenever you are in need, you call. Out of your feet comes his creation because it's under your feet.
Amen.
So start believing because that's your right as a Christian and that's your right as a believer. Start believing. Don't be, you know, taken up with everything that is happening. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Stand up. Stand up and know who your God is.
Amen.
Fight for what is yours because you know that your God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you because he is your God. Just to end on the prayer for the nation that we've had. We've had the Wednesday, like what Tonga Sosia was sharing with us today on the announcement. Yesterday was the very first one that we had it on Saturday. So I want to relate a little bit on the background story of this prayer session. As when it was happening, Gaselevu came in and said, okay, we will be having the prayer for the nation. And I will be inviting the Gaselevu of other churches. And said, oh, okay, that's good. And then we were sitting somewhere. My daughter turned to me and she said, we've asked the regional coordinator if they can put in some money that we can give as a gift. And I said, please don't. No, don't ask anybody to seed for the two coming in. And she said, we thought we can help. And I said, no, right now I don't feel good asking anybody for seeding. I want whatever for them
Holy
to freely
Spirit.
Give. So I canceled that, and we started the first day. Every time we have a prayer session, it's a spend of about $550 on our part, which means we prepare the tally or something to tell them, oh, thank you for making the time to come and be part of us to pray for our country. So we were grateful for that. And I used to organize through Auntie Lou. We have a till here in my TV, and I said, do this, three chicken, whatever they were doing. So I asked my daughter to bake the cake to say thank you. And that particular day, I was sitting at home, and I was contemplating, and I wanted to ask my daughter and my son, because we were all sitting there, to ask how much money to put in the envelope to be given to them. And while still contemplating, I looked at the time it was going. So I just vibed Auntie Lou, and I said, okay, please put $200 in each envelope and give it together with the tally. And a few seconds or a few minutes later, Talangase Taufa vibed, and he said, Talangase Posiala have arrived and brought three envelopes for the two, including Gaselevu. And he said, run it up to Auntie Lou. So he ran it up to Auntie Lou. I called Auntie Lou and I said, Auntie Lou, open it. I just want to make sure that the money that was given matched that one there. Just a confirmation that the Holy Spirit, that I heard him right. She opened the envelope and she said, Auntie Ra, it's $200. Oh, praise the Lord. Talangase Posiala and Randini Talangase, thank you. Because the Holy Spirit worked in a miraculous way. That is the background story and what happened. Well, yesterday was the first time we had it on Saturday, like the announcement said. As and when it happened, I was sitting at home. We walked in the morning, prayed in the morning. So I told Auntie Lou, go and do exactly the same thing. So she came and did. And when I was at home, I saw this missed call, which I called later. When I called, a lady calling all the way from New Zealand. Thank you, Auntie Maggie and Talangase Chochi. Thank you. She was calling and she said, I was calling you. And I said, what happened? I checked the comms and I called Akula to find out whether you've read the message. Out of New Zealand, she lives right in Rotorua. She doesn't know what was going on in my mind. She doesn't know what I was preparing for the two who came in yesterday. She emphasized, or she said, we want to seed to the two that are praying with Gaselevu this morning. Amen. And that was yesterday, all the way from Rotorua in New Zealand.
Hallelujah.
And I bring it back to your household, bring it back to your living room, wherever you are. Look, you'll never run short of anything. Just a thought. Just believe and receive. It will come from all directions. We only have 1 minute, and he will pray, and then he will do your Holy Communion at home.
Well, the Holy Communion is something very, very, very important for us. It's a time that we come together and believe
Hallelujah.
In God. Because Jesus said, always do this in remembrance of me. We'll partake the bread together. And I believe that God will bless you at home.
Amen.
And as you have your bread, and whatever situation that you're in, just ask God to increase your faith.
Yes. And for those who do not believe, to believe.
For those that do not believe that you're watching, yes. We will pray for you too.
Yeah.
That one day you believe in God.
Yes.
Go to a church that is near you.
Yeah.
Remember, television, 10:30 every Sunday. Lord, we pray for the bread.
Yes,
bless
Father.
The bread.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father, for this morning.
Yes, Lord.
That you will bless the bread to us.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Because we are remembering your body.
Yes, Father.
And thank you for what you've done
at the cross. Holy Spirit.
That set us free. And we thank you as you bless the bread.
Yes,
in
Jesus'
name, we pray.
Amen.
Let us partake together. The Bible says, when they finished with their dinner, Jesus poured out the wine and said, this is the wine, my blood. When you have this, remember me.
Amen.
And my blood is a new covenant.
Hallelujah.
God's new covenant. You at home, when you have your wine,
Amen.
Commit it to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit the wine.
Yes,
bless
Father.
The wine, O Lord. Nourishment to our body.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for everything.
Oh, the covenant.
Thank you, Father God, that you are a covenant-keeping God. We commit our life to you.
Yes, Father.
Increase our faith.
Yes,
increase
Lord.
Our faith.
Yes,
increase our faith to believe in you.
In Jesus' name.
Let us partake together. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, as I bless the nation.
Yes, Father.
I bless those that are partaking with us.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We thank you, Father God, for this wonderful morning. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Communion.
Thank you.
And thank you for the commitment that we have today.
Oh,
increase
hallelujah.
Our faith
yes, in
Jesus' you.
Name.
This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We take this time to thank you all. We now have a label na sar sar mai na sema mai. Merangani kero ba mo detigo. Na baka bini na katatal manda na yalo tambo ni klo na sema na ni kuwa la beta na lingan matau. Na buta bata keke to rua tolu.
Holy Spirit, we
thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
From the studio here in Turek in Suva, we say God bless you. Have a wonderful week in Jesus' name. Amen.